Chicano.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the first.
Okay.
You ready for the fast?
I'm sorry, what?
I asked if you were ready for the fast.
I start on, you know, 3 days before. First day I skip breakfast. The second day I skip breakfast and dinner, and then the day of the fast I don't usually have any trouble. If I've done those things as well as the ritual.
I understand. Everybody has their own technique of how to do it and you know, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I try to have a carbohydrate meal too with lots of water. Usually a lasagna, spaghetti or something like that. And it seems to hold you
yes,
up. Ma'am. You gotta drink a lot of water before.
Welcome, Jasmine. I hear you, Anna. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati Terura, Alpha Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Tacharenu. No ra Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimod Alad Yud Kav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sikatha Tamid Damlem Petet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Vero Tucha Nael Adata Pet Kuf Pet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatinu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzavi Yutav. The letters of the month of Tishrei. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Moznaim, which is the scales, which is the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. But when we add the Bet that is concealed inside the Pei, it's 112. And there are many ways to take the different attributes of God and unify them to be 112, which, by the way, is the river Yabok that Jacob had to cross in order to wrestle with the angel of Esau. That crossing is a metaphor having to do with the unification of these various names. Echie, Gematria 21. Hashem, Gematria 26. The total is 47. Adonai, the gematria is 65. 47 and 65 is 112. That's one way to unify the attributes. Another way is to take Elohim, which is 86 in gematria, and unify it with Hashem, which is 26. Together, it comes to 112. The month of Libra, the month of Tishrei, is all about unification, because unification creates balance and helps us to find balance in our lives. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. And here I got through talking about unification, and now I'm talking about separation. But by separating the left and the right, this is how we create unification in the central column, when we can bring them together. It's when they're all mixed up that things become confusing. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year, 5778. The energy of this year is bowing. There is one verse that has this energy directly and one verse that has this energy concealed. The direct verse is Second Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal v'yavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar achoti, utlabev le'ene, shute levivot, v'evre miyada.
The concealed verse is in Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, and the letters of that name are separated by three letters each. But again, I'm talking about separation when I need to be talking about unification. So why is the separation, how does it create the unification? And that's because when you recognize that Hashem has got multi levels of consciousness, and we have the capability of having multi levels of consciousness. So I can read a word from the word that is used, that I'm used to on the page, but I can also read words, all of the first letters of that, of those words on the page, that's a whole nother level. And that unifies all the first letters and all the second letters and all the third letters. So even though I'm talking about separation, I'm really not. I'm talking about unification.
Hatati odiaha viavoni lokisiti amarti odeale peshai ladonai yohewahe veatanasata awon hatati sela.
the year 5777. Is the year of the goat. And there are two verses that connect to this energy, one revealed and one concealed. The revealed verse is in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And what are we talking about as the year of the goat? We're talking about Yom Kippur, where the high priest would bring two goats, one that went to Azazel, and one that he slaughtered, sacrificed, and moved forward and did his avodah, did his service. This is the year of the goat, was last year. And the verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. That's the revealed goat. Tzod saduni katzipor. When we take the first letters, we have another word, three other words, Satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of each word, we have Diryam, which translates as a sea of tenants. You begin to see how separation creates unification. The concealed verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And in that verse, the name of the year, Tavshinayin Zion, is concealed, but those letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe. Elohechem tadabaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, that's the year of the pause. And again, there are two verses. But in this year, they're both revealed. The first one that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot v'yichaskum achechem ha-levim ad kelot hamlacha. Yadit kadshu hakohanim ki halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'yadit kadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav leit kadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we have eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hehehe, Ata'a, Rekacha. The second verse that we study in this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu ba Adonai. Yohewahe ade ad kibia yohe adonai yohewahe sur olamim. The year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. There are three verses revealed in this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse that we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam.
Asher yitchabe sham moshavtem Eli el nachon V'halakti yitchem V'chayayim yashno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda.
And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7.
Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo.
The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 is the one verse that we study that is connected to this energy.
Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avlala anoto ka'asher barishona.
Now we're going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we're going to do so by saying the name out loud, utilizing letter by letter its root vowel.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa heya yozalame behe. Hey Rayo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalo Yao, Kalayo, La Wawa Pei Hey La, Nula Kao Yo, May La Hey Hey Wa, Nuta Hey Yo Reta Shia Hey, Rayo Yo Awa May, La Ka Pei Wa Shi Re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ra wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me de he pe wa yo. Nu me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he a nu wa me he yo. Da me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo me wa me.
There are three specific names in this chart that connect to this energy of 5778, the energy of bowing. The first name is name number 13. It's Yud Zion Lamed, Yozala. The energy of this verse is heaven on earth. Name number 14 is the second name that we study and meditate and contemplate additionally. Bei Bei Hei, Mem Bet Hei. And the energy of this verse is farewell to arms, minimizing conflict, giving up wars. The old song, what would happen if they gave a war and nobody came? And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awame. The energy of this name is building bridges. And we understand that by building bridges among people, it's a tool for us to eliminate conflicts, which will ultimately bring heaven on earth. the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a ta me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo, nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re, Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me. He la yo me he me. And again in this chart, name number 30 is the exact same location and the same letters. A wa me. Aleph vav mem. It's a name that has the energy of building bridges. And by the reinforcing of this consciousness in each and every person that we meet is how we are going to eliminate wars and conflicts and how we are going to bring heaven down to earth. The name of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 6th of Tishrei, Rabbi Aryeh Leib ben Rabbi Baruch, Rabbi Mordechai of Tolna, and Rabbi Yisrael Tosig, the Rav of Mattersdorf. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is continuing the teachings of the Zohar on Yom Kippur. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page in row 1, the right-hand column. That link opens up to a link of all of the parashas in the Zohar. If you scroll down almost to the bottom, you'll see a link to the Zohar on Yom Kippur. Excuse me, the Zohar on Yom Kippur. When you open that page up, we are in Emor, section 34, part 3, that will commence at Pasuk 231. El Rabbi Abba Ada. I need to do a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'Shem Yud He Bovadhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael El Rabbi Abba Akean Lamatit Le'ikra Demila V'Shapir V'Yam Leta V'hayg deka amrau Chavrayayo Shapir aval I haki Mekuse Chata amibaye Leya mehu kisu Chata Rabbi Abba said to him, "You have not yet reached the crux of the matter. You spoke well, and whatever the friend said is fine. But if this is so, it should have said, covered sin. Why does it say, whose sin is covered, or whose sin is covering?" My commentary. This will be answered below. Look closely to the idea being questioned here. It implies that the sin is covering, which hints and relates to the idea of the klipot, that cover the body that no one can see. I'm going to revert to our pattern that we use in the mini Zohar classes on the Zohar classes for the Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is that important, and we need to delve into these verses in the Zohar in more detail. So the pattern that we use in our mini Zohar class is at the end of each verse, if I have a commentary, I'll read it like I just did, but then I will ask, are there any questions? Is there any comments? If there's any ideas that people want to express, and please feel free to do so. And since I sprang that on you without any forewarning, if there are no questions, I will just move on to Pasuk 232. Ela tere mile v'hach beta itpeya v'tar vayhu haki chad kima deta neinan dio vadin tavin devar nash Ave dechai alma, avdin lea behahu, alma levusha yakira, aila ale it labesha, behu kavekad barnash, atkin o vadin, tavin the gavrin alea, o vadin. Vishin Vyashkach Beya Kudshabrihu Theovado Vishin Sagin Theihu Rasha Theishtekach Hata Akame Mareya Vitohe Alinun Tavan Taavad Bekad Meta Hai David, who me kola, ma hai alma, ume alma, te ate ma aved, kuchabarihu, mei nun tavan, te aved hai ta hata, te kadmeta. Rabbi Abba answers, there are two matters of wisdom here. In the verse, sin covering, as follows. The one is we learn that from the good deeds man performs in this world, a costly garment is made in that world for him to wear. When man does good deeds, yet the evil deeds overpower him, and the Holy One, blessed be he, sees that his evil deeds are more numerous than his good deeds, then he is evil, because he is guilty before his master, since there are more dismissed deeds than good deeds. He repines and he regrets the good deeds he already performed, and he is entirely lost from this world and the world that is coming. He asks, what does the Holy One, blessed be he, do from the good deeds the sinner accomplished before? My commentary. The last question is an important one for people as we learned in our advanced reincarnation classes, that these good deeds go to a second soul. Also, the teaching here implies that good deeds and evil deeds are measured as one against the other, like a quantity value. This is not true. Each action is measured on its own. A soul part is then measured in a quantity sense, but only related to the severity of the actions. In other words, when someone does a mistake, the issues are applied to the various soul parts that participated in the mistake. And then that soul part will be measured against its own actions as well. Questions, thoughts, comments? Verse 233. Ela kucha barichu. Afal gav dehahu rasha hata aita vida inuntavan. The Zahyan Laita Vidu Itzadik de Azil de Arho de Malka Ila Aveatkin Levusho Meovado Vead Lashlim Levusho Istalak Kuchabarichu Ashlim Leyame Einun Ovadin Diavad Haira Shachata'a Viashlim Lusho Leitachna Behu Behahu Alma Ahidiktiv Yakin Vitzadik Ilbashahu Hata'a Atkin The tzaddik itchafe mimadi huktakin ahidiktiv kisu chata avial dalakitiv mechusai elakisu. He answers, even though the wicked man has lost the good deeds and merits he committed are not lost. For there is a righteous man who walks the ways of the Supernal King and has made garments from his good deeds, but before completing his garments, he departed from the world. The Holy One, blessed be He, completes him. His garments from the good deeds the evil sinner has committed, and perfects his garments for him to put in that world. This is the meaning of the evil may prepare it, but the just shall put it on. The evil man made it, and the righteous man covers himself with what he made. This is the meaning of whose sin is a covering. The covering, namely his garment, comes from the sinner. Hence it is not written that it covered, but that it is covering, because it refers to a garment. My commentary. This pasuk is easiest to understand with the explanations of the Arizal, relating to the idea of second incarnations, as mentioned above, and that we teach in the advanced reincarnation classes. Questions, comments, thoughts? Pasuk 234. Lecha de Hahu hata adehai zaka'a ve'inun de'ikrun
Mitzulot yam de haman, de na fil bim sulot, yam la ishtakach le almin. Begin de mayin tafin alaihu, kemadiat amar vatashlich. Bim sulot yam kol hatotam, mandet mitzulot. Yam ela razad yakshira uveha ukmeya Rabbi Shimon the Amar Kali Nundiatu Misitra de Katakaifa Vita Hadu Mazinin Bishin Bakiti Rain Tatayin Kegon Azazel Vioma de Kipure Daikre Mitsulot Yam Kesafta Vidka Spakad Bechanin Leia Benura Hadahu Diktiv Hago sigin mikasef. The second meaning is that the sin that a worthy man has committed is covered inside what is called the depths of the sea. For whatever fell into the depths of the sea is never found, since the water covers it. This is the meaning of, and you shall you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. What are the depths of the sea? And he answers, this is a precious mystery which Rabbi Shimon explained. He said, all those coming from the harsh side and holding on to the evil species and the lower sephirot, like Azazel on Yom Kippur, is considered the depths of the sea. This is called the depths of the sea, like the ores of silver refined by fire. This is meant by take away the dross from the silver. My commentary. This is referring to teshuvah and the actual method of removing the negative actions so that they become positive actions. This is a complex subject and is being brought here since we can utilize teshuvah during Yom Kippur through our consciousness. Questions, comments, thoughts? Verse 235. Kachai meinun mitzolot yam hu sulot yam ikre mitzulot mehahu yam kadisha mitzulot zohamat dekaspa pialda kolinun chatayin di Yisrael sharin Legaveya the Hu Kabil Lon the Ishta Avun the Gaveya My Hatama Begindihu Hata A Ikre Mahata A Girona the Alda Hu Girotana Tikola venatayal garona guv de gufa udnafsha behayoma nafit chay mitzulot yam suhanama venafsha venatil zohama de gufa manu zuhama de gufa dainun Kovim de itavidu adayade de yetzer hara. Tikre b'zoham mikno nuval.
Thus, this Azazel is from the depths of the sea, and is called the depths of the sea. That is, the depths of that holy sea, the depths refer to the filth of silver. Hence, all the sins of Israel rest in it. It receives them, and they are drawn into it. The reason is that Azazel is called sin. Sin means lessening. Hence, it lessens everything, reducing body and soul and receiving the body, the bodily filth, which is the sins done by the evil inclination that are called filthy and ugly. My commentary. Silver is considered a right column metal, and our sins initially lessen the sharing consciousness, and then ultimately they impact our vessel size. Questions, comments, thoughts? Verse 236.
Amar Tanan Vinatan Acharon Al Shane Hashirim Goralo Hihaki Yekarahu De Azazel Kamitun Avda Dishade Adbim Bimareya Urho Di Alma Di Avda La natal ela mad yachiv leya mareya aval begin desamael samin hai yomad nili dil torah ugin dilaya hey leya pitra yahai vain Leia Hulaka by Hai.
Rabbi Yosef said, we learned, and Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats. If this is so, it is an honor to Azazel. For have you ever seen a servant casting lots on equal footing with his master? According to the custom, a servant receives only what his master gives him. And he answers, since Samael is ready to speak evil of Israel, and in order not to give him any excuse, he is given a portion. My commentary. The lot that is cast by Aaron is choosing which goat will be Azazel. Actually, there is no difference to the lot. It is not a by chance. It is not a lot by chance. Hashem controls the lot, and Samael accepts the lot as being what is his due. Questions, comments, thoughts? Pasuk 237.
The Hayadva Megar Uvesalik Deya Di Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Mila Ila'a Ashkachna Di Adba Adba Di Yehoshua Ketiv Beya Alpi Hagoral Alpi Hagoral Vadai Deyihu Amarda Hulaka De Yehuda Da De Binyamin Veku Vekain Kuhu Ofaka Kevan De Kahana Shave Yedo Inun Adkin Midalge The Salkin Vida de Kahana
Sharan Beatrehu Hadahu Dikti Vihasaya Asher Allah Allah Hadoral Allah Allah Vadai. The lot reaches it on its own accord, as Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak. I found a celestial matter in that lot. It is written of the lot of Joshua, according to, literally by the mouth of the lot. Surely the lot said, this is the portion of Judah, this is the portion of Benjamin, etc. Here too, once the priest put his hands, the lots were jumping and climbing the hand of the priest and coming to their places. This is the meaning of, but the goat on which the lot fell for Azazel. Surely it fell for Azazel on its own accord. My commentary. See the commentary above. There are many techniques that people are taught to use that are similar to lots. And the ideas of lots, and lots speaking. If you want to learn how to use these tools, contact Hanof. Always know these techniques are truly methods for you to learn about and how to answer your questions. One of these tools is a dream question. Another tool is to use a chumash, or a sefer of a sage. There are many different ways to find your answers. I'm available to help you. Questions, comments, thoughts, although I have given up really expecting you to ask a question.
Verse 238. Lakabilaya Vimadita Sak Vishavik Lonely Israel Vahayoma Dil Torah Zamin Li Allah Arahahidikti Vayomer Hashem Em Hashatan Me'ayin tava v'haytaninan mitushut v'aretz b'ayhu elahayhu d'il Torah rabah mekatrega d'Yisrael.
Not only that, but as long as the prosecutor is ready and has permission, something should be put before him to be occupied with and leave Israel. On that day of Yom Kippur, the prosecutor is ready to spy out the land, as it is written. And Hashem said to the adversary, from where do you come? We learn that from going to and fro in the earth, for this is the great prosecutor that denounces Israel. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk that Hashem needs to provide something to occupy the Satan. He does so on major impact years that relate to Israel. He did this on the year related to the Exodus. I expect he will do so in this year of 5778, since it relates to a major change in the idea of death. We won't know what that is until we learn of the news after the holiday of Simchat Torah. Listen for it. Learn about it. It may happen later in the year as well. We may not know about it until later in our life journeys. It is my opinion that it does not happen every year. In most years, the attitude of the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah is sufficient. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Hanok, I have a question.
Go ahead, Hanok.
Okay. Do you think that it would be a person like it was Job 1 year? Or would it be circumstances that would affect everybody?
Yes.
Yes, both.
The answer is yes. Both are correct, and there are many other different ways of stating it. The goats are metaphors.
Right.
So it could be people, like it was with Job. It could be circumstances. It could be hurricanes that affect horrible, you know, extensive parts of the country or the world. You know, at the same time, there was the hurricane in Texas this year. There was a hurricane in the Philippines. Nobody heard about it because it wasn't mainstream news. No matter what the Twitter is saying, the Twitters are limited to people who want to hear from you. That's really not going out of your comfort zone, is it? You have to go out of your comfort zone. Sign up for a Twitter from someone you don't know, don't like, have nothing in common with. Sign up with a Twitter account across the world. Sign up for one in the Philippines, in Australia, in China, in the Middle East, in the different countries. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with what they say on Twitter. But you're going to be aware of things that you wouldn't be aware of any other way. And that awareness brings a responsibility. What can you do to help? What can you do to fix? You're going out of your comfort zone. That's a good thing. Any additional questions, Hannah?
Yes. I'm a little bit behind, though. With silver being light column and gold being left column, what would be the middle column? That was back on Pasuk 235. It mentioned the silver, and I remember in previous classes that the gold was left column, but I've forgotten what central. Is it copper?
It could be copper, it could be brass. I always get them mixed up. I think brass is a combination of copper and something else, right?
I'm not sure. I think sometimes they seem to be interchangeable in the Torah. You know, I'll think, oh, it's copper, and then it will be copper because the word copper is very much like the word for the snake in Hebrew.
Right.
But
the
I don't remember the word for brass, so.
Yeah. I don't either. But
okay.
I think it's brass, actually. Copper is a red color, so it would be toward the left side. So I think it's brass, which is more yellow.
Okay, probably so.
But I know that you can have different alloys of brass, and that that changes the color, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I always took that scripture of the depths of the sea. I thought it meant that when you were sorry and you repented and you did teshuvah, that Hashem took those sins and cast them into the sea. I didn't see it the way the Zohar posted. I didn't make that connection the way they related the seed as being associated with the negative.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Positive thing, you know.
It tends to, you know, most people tend to see the words of the Torah on a literal level. So if you're mm-hmm. talking about a sea, they think it's the oceans of the sea of the world. But the sea is always a metaphor for the depths of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's what gives you a different insight, because that's the way the Zohar sees it.
Mhm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Should I do one more?
Yes, go ahead.
V'ha'ita ruh ha'rayayo v'ha'iyo sh'ata de'avo Zeminim Yisrael, Lemer Bar Yama, Uit Para, Mimitrae, Hamarana, Avarana, Deara Kadisha, Fahamena, Delait Chazun, Elaine Lemeal. The Gavavi Ant Daindina Denai Hu Akademi Trae Ma Shan Yain Elaine Maylaine O Yamutun Kul Hu Kehada O Yehadrun Kul hu le mitraim velav anhu de amata leavadum veinun inu otam dalad meot shana veha lasaliku mehushpanai neya eladet redo. The friends remarked that when Israel was ready to cross the sea and take revenge on the Egyptians, the prosecutor said, "I have passed the Holy Land, and I see that these are not worthy of entering it. If you mete out punishment, their punishment here is like the Egyptians. What is the difference between them? Either they will all die together or they will all return to Egypt. Was it not you who said, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years? But from the reckoning, only 210 years have passed, no more." My commentary. If there is strict justice, there could not have been the Exodus at the time stated in the Torah. And this teaches us about the idea of mercy being injected into the equation. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, was it supposed to be 430 years?
No, it was supposed to be 400 years.
400. Okay, so if we subtract 210 from it, what do we get?
The actual enslavement was 210 years.
So 190 is the merciful year number of years. If we subtract that, I think I subtracted right. Yes.
Well, the difference between 400 and 210 is 190.
Mm-hmm. So do we have a meaning to 190?
We haven't been wearing for 190.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. I'm trying to be quiet. I won't have you very loud, you know, with Tony already in bed, so.
Right. I'm a little confused at what you're trying to say or accomplish. So,
well, I was just subtracting and wondering if the 190 had some specific meaning to mercy.
Yes. The 190, there's one story that says the 190 is the number of years that Isaac lived prior to them going down to Egypt. Now, Isaac passed away before they went to Egypt, but if we count that, if we go back from the date of the Exodus to Isaac's birth, it's exactly 400 years. So the sages are saying to us that the 400 years is actually done and accomplished if we count from the birth of Isaac. The issue then becomes that Isaac is a metaphor, according to the Zohar. Isaac is a metaphor for the soul after completion, after tikkun, after the Mashiach. And with that being true, how does that relate to our life, our generation? Because the 190 or the 400 years, if we go back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, it took place in the year, the regular counting, the regular calendar, in the year 1840, was the invention of the cotton gin, which, you know, led off to the Industrial Revolution. And if we go out to the year 6000, we're going out to the, let's see, how many? We're in 5778, so we have 222 years to go to get to the year 6000. So if we took 400 years off of the year 6000, it would be the year 5600. So if we take 178 years off of 2017 or 2018, we're talking about 'There's some event that took place in the Jewish world in the year 5600, which is 1850, roughly. So all of these calculations, you can make yourself crazy over them, but they're also fun. Well, because as much as you're making yourself crazy over them, you're also breaking klipot as you calculate them.
I'll go check my card file and see if I have notes on 190.
Well, 190 by itself is Chava. The name Chava has a gematria of 19. So 190 is 10 times 19.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Chava in a complete structure of 10 Sephirot. It's a part Sufim of Chava is the number 190. So there's a lot there, as you understand.
Right. I think relates to male and female too.
All right, we're going to have our Tikkuni Zohar class in about 25 minutes, roughly. And tomorrow we will start with Pasuk 240 and try and keep this going until we can learn as much about Yom Kippur as possible.
Okay, Tikkun Hazor, what lesson are you on?
Eleven B will be tonight's class in the Tikkun Zohar.
11B, okay, because I've missed a few, so.
Yeah, well, you have the recordings to catch up if you're interested.
Well, I'm interested as is if I can find the time. For
well,
me,
that's what the month of
Passover.
You all have a beautiful evening, and hopefully we'll see you for the Tikkun Zohar.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.